Ladies and gentlemen, this would then be Robert.
That's right.
Amen. Everybody just give Robert a good hand. Now, you've probably all guessed why Robert might be standing here. Robert has a wonderful testimony to share with us on what the Lord has done for him at these meetings in the last, how many?
Six weeks.
Today is the sixth one. All right, so Robert has been coming here six times now. And I've asked Robert, he shared with me last week and the week before just a little bit of some of the things that the Lord has already done in his life since he started coming here and he received prayer. And it's a good thing that we share what God is doing in our lives with other people. You all remember that Jesus said we need to testify, right? When the Gadarene demoniac was delivered of a whole bunch of hair-raising chochos and he wanted to follow Jesus, Jesus said, I've got different plans for you. I don't need you to follow me directly. I need you to follow me out in the workplace with your family by sharing the good news of what I have done for you. So tonight, we're going to give Robert an opportunity. Now, Robert, first thing that I want to ask you is, what was it that made you come to this church, to these meetings specifically, initially? Now, you're going to have to work with me because we need to swap microphones, yeah? And I'm going to just hold this between you and myself. So share with the people, why did you come here in the first place?
Okay. I've been extremely ill since October last year. Lost a lot of weight. I've been spending approximately 1,400 rand on doctor's bills a month for medication, and eventually it just got too much. The doctor actually said to me, go and see, try and look at your spiritual side of things. We can only help you on the medical side, but I need to do it for myself from the inside. And Wendy actually said to me, you know what, come through, keep your mind open, and see what happens. After the first week I was here, the next day I was on a power trip of nuts. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay.
He's still on a power trip, ain't he?
All right. And it took a lot to actually get me down. I had a problem where my boss was very, very enforceful. He kept putting me down, pushed me aside all the time, and always told me that I was the one that was making things difficult. Eventually, I started feeling down again, and then I came the following week. Following week came. The meeting was great, and once again, my spirit was a lot higher. This time, it lasted until the next meeting. At that time, I came up again for prayer, and I spent most of the evening, till about 2 in the morning, I think it was, actually battling with the concept of forgiving my boss. Because every time he was putting me down, I would take it personally and accuse myself of actually allowing that to influence me. Since then, I have been for an interview. I'm going to starting my new career on the 6th of October, leaving my past behind me and moving forward and keeping my head held high.
Well, amen. Let's go. Now, Robert, when we prayed for you that first night, would you mind just sharing with some of the people that might not have been here and might not have seen what happened to you, what did happen to you, and how did you feel afterwards?
Okay. The first night, Rion said to me, look, he doesn't really know me. He doesn't know my background. He doesn't know if this is really going to work. He put his hands on my head, and next thing I was flat on my back, lying on the floor. And it took me quite a lot of time to actually just realize what was going on. And I sort of blanked out for a moment. What actually happened, I can't really remember straight off. And then after a while, I stood up and I was very, very stiff. And again, Rion prayed for me again. And next thing, I was feeling great. I was on top of the world.
Amen. All right. What I shared with him is that with all the medical problems that he had, because you had quite a serious list of problems, if I remember correctly. Yes. I can't prove this because spiritual things, how do you prove them? You can't really. But from the list that he gave me, how old are you now?
27.
All right. We'll pray for the memory later. But you know what? It's just not natural, and it's not normal for a 27-year-old man to have the amount of problems and serious infirmities that this young man had. You know what? You can sort of maybe understand if it's somebody in their, just let's just say, very advanced years. But on his age, I said to him, you know what, son? I don't know you, and I don't want to offend you, but that sounds to me like your life is cursed. And then I remember I asked him, do you think that that could be possible? Is it possible? And he said to me, yeah, well, it's probably possible. And I said, well, I'm going to pray for you, but I'm going to treat it as a curse. I'm going to rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we're going to command it to go, which we then duly did. And the moment we started praying for him, his whole body began to shake. He fell down on the floor. We have dubbed him Shake, Rattle, and Roll, because he was shaking, rattling, and rolling around for a very long time. The first night, and the spirit actually came out of him. It actually left him. And then the second night that we prayed for him, something similar happened, and he was on the floor till 2 o'clock, shaking, rattling, and rolling. Yes, the Lord has delivered him from a lot of things. Now, I want to ask you this question. Before you came to these meetings, if somebody was to have told you that there might be a curse on your life, what would you have thought of that?
Well, at that point, I would have sort of said, I don't really think so. I came from a very strict Roman Catholic family, and the only time that we would actually pray as a group would be when we were at church. So for me to have been infected by some form of curse, I wouldn't believe it. I really wouldn't have.
All right. Have you changed your mind since then?
Very definitely.
Very definitely. Definitely. How's your health now?
My medication has dropped from 4 tablets a day to 0.5 tablet every second day.
Amen. Well, blessed God. Now that's your medication. Now, how do you feel?
Okay, in terms of feeling, I don't feel half as exhausted as I used to. I can wake up in the morning. I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I go to bed at 10 o'clock the next that evening, and nothing really affects me. I don't feel tired at all. The only thing that I have found is before I go to sleep, I say my prayer, and the next morning I'm up and ready to take on the world again.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, God bless you, son.
Thank you.
Keep well.